I'm calling Ben. I'm typing it into my phone because we're not on a live stream this time. I'm just going to call him. You won't hear it ring because that's not the way that this works. I'm just waiting for him to pick up. I'm sure he will at some point.
Paul Goody!
Ben, hey, Ben Lawrence, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, it's too bad we're not live streaming.
That also,
because
that, I know.
I'm wearing my favorite shirts. It's Adventure Time shirt. How did you? Oh, I said it was one of my favorite shirts, and you just guessed that it was my Adventure Time shirt. You're right. You're right. A good guess, because obviously, since we're not live streaming, you can't see me.
I'm wearing one of my favorite shirts. It's a shirt from the TV's 80s Toyland and cartoon Mask.
Oh, right. I know about Mask. Wow, that's a little bit crazy. Do you remember, Ben, what Mask stood for?
Mobile Armored...
That's as far as I get.
Strategic Command with a K?
I think you're right. I think that they did have a C word that they spelled with a K.
Yeah.
And not the one you're thinking of.
Hey. So, speaking of the C word, I...
Oh no! I don't like how this is starting.
All right, no, I'm going somewhere with this. So there's a line in Arrested Development where Job buys a boat. It's called the C word, S-E-A-W-A-R-D, C word. And so Michael and Job are talking about the boat, and the mom Lucille walks up right behind Michael. He doesn't know. And so Michael says to Job, get rid of the C word. And Lucille says, I'll leave when I'm good and ready. And I bring that up because Jessica Walter, who played Lucille Bluth, passed away today at the age of 80.
There's a thing where she tries to wink at one point. Yeah. And Jennifer and I do that to each other all the time. What a great character, and what a great actor, what a great career.
Yeah, this is a long career. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. Like, modern audiences know her from, like, Arrested Development or Archer. She goes back to, you know, the 50s and 60s.
And so good. So good. Yeah, so that was... Yeah, that was one of the ones. It's weird. There are sometimes when someone's passing doesn't make me sad, but rather makes me appreciate them more, if that makes sense. Like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, wow. How great that person is. That kind of thing.
I kind of do want to go through and do a fifth rewatch of Arrested Development seasons 1 through 3, because seasons 1 through 3 are the best. 4 and 5 I can give and take.
I'm sorry. I can leave. You said 4 and 5. What is that? Is that something you've just made up?
Exactly.
Yeah. I still remember. We've talked about this before. When Betty, as a young child, was at the store with me, and she looked at this Star Wars lunchbox, and she said, Dad, what's wrong with the stormtrooper? And why does Luke look so weird? And I realized that it was a Clone Wars lunchbox. Yeah. And I had to explain to her all about the prequels. And she immediately was like, oh, we have to watch them.
Every parent has to have that talk with their child at some point.
So, of course, being the dad that I am, I listened to Jennifer, who was like, just get her the prequels and let her watch the prequels. And she loved Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks was hilarious. And that was one of those things where, as has been pointed out by people smarter than me, these are kids' movies. and they didn't grow up with you, and you can't be mad at the fact that they're not what you wanted them to be.
Yeah.
But I'm still mad that they're not what I wanted them to be.
No, but I mean, like, the Ewoks are the same thing, right? You know, we like, loved them as a kid.
I really loved the Ewoks. Older people didn't like them, and I couldn't understand why they didn't, because the Ewoks were great.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, I the first two movies are a whole lot better for me if I subscribe to the fan theory that Jar Jar Binks is actually a Sith Lord.
Ben, you and I have talked about this. You and I talked about this even before it... I'm not going to say before
became
the
popular
internet,
but
we talked about it before the internet was the huge place for online theories and stuff that we thought, and it wasn't our theory that he was a Sith Lord secretly working, but it was our idea how they save Jar Jar Binks in the next movie after we had seen it, how they save it in the next movie, and the idea is that. And he wasn't a Sith Lord. He was just an assassin. And the first opening scene is him killing a whole bunch of, you know, of Padme's people. And then they come in and he, like, all of a sudden gets back to his normal self. And he goes,
yeah,
Misa don't know what happened. But he make him the best. Because Ahmed Best could have done that. He could have done that.
And he one of the reasons
why... physically fit guy from Stomp. Teach him combat and have him do the thing.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why I want to like Jar Jar is because I like Ahmed Best. I mean, the dude has a story, and a pretty crushing one at that. And if you follow him on Twitter, he's like the nicest guy. So I want him to succeed by wanting Jar Jar to succeed.
You know, it's very similar to the Wesley Crusher thing. I didn't like Wesley Crusher as a character.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who played him, Will Wheaton, became like a cool guy for a while. I don't know. Is he still a cool guy or did he kill someone yet? I don't know. I always forget. Who's
I think
good
he's
and
a cool
bad.
Guy. I met him once where he didn't have to meet me, and he shook my hand and made eye contact and was a nice guy all around. It wasn't like it was a fan thing.
Oh, that's amazing.
So,
what was
yeah,
this? Where was this?
I worked a booth at PAX. And
oh,
the person
I was
working
at PAX for a little bit.
The person I was working for knew him and called him over.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I met the guy who did Fables. And I told him I really liked what he said about Disney, and copyright stuff and all that, which was, you know, because Fables was a really big thing, and then Disney did Once Upon a Time, which was really close to Fables, and somebody asked, are you going to sue them or whatever, and he was like, no, I mean... You know, what's the point? My thing does exist. Their thing exists now, too. And
he's,
you know,
done,
kind of
like, I read the first couple of trades of Fables, but he had that's like, that the trades will fill up an entire bookshelf. He's made his money with Fables.
It's pretty good. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's also the one who did Ironwood, which was a porn fantasy comic.
I have not read that one.
Yeah.
Although Cole and I interviewed a local creator earlier this week who has an indie comic called The Fang. It's really good, but it's surprisingly naughty. And I kind of forget how risque indie comics can are allowed to, A of all, because there's nobody, Disney's not saying that don't put penises in this, but like you turn the page and whoa, that's a, you know, I feel, I'm looking over my shoulder to see if my parents are around because I feel dirty reading it.
Yeah, I heard a rumor just recently and I forget where I heard it. Well, the internet, obviously.
Where else do you hear rumors?
that Disney artists, new Disney artists, are told that anything they create will have porn versions of them made by people. And that apparently part of the litigious side of it is that Disney has to keep a copy of the offending material.
So
I don't know if it's
true. Somebody's job at Disney is to seek out all of the fan content on the Rule 34 Reddit and save it to their hard drive to use in a possible court case?
I don't know if it's true or not. That's just what I heard. hey, speaking of,
How did he get that job?
It's just what I heard. Yeah. Have you heard about what's been going on? It's Ben's gonna guess the news.
Hey, Ben's gonna guess the news.
Okay, Ben.
Is this about the boat getting stuck in the Suez Canal?
All right. Yeah, it is. I had a good lead up to it too. I was gonna say, it's fine. It's fine. Right. Here's the thing, is that the coronavirus, big news, right?
Yeah.
This boat getting stuck in the Suez Canal is huge. It is a big thing, and not a lot of people are talking about it because, for some reason, a huge boat wedged into a tight space isn't sexy to people, I guess.
They say it's going to be there for a couple weeks at least, and it basically is stopping commerce. And you look at the aerial photos of this, and I knew the Suez Canal was man-made. I had no idea how narrow it was.
Well, also, how big that boat is.
Yeah, these boats are just getting bigger and bigger.
There was a sizing chart that I saw. It's taller than the Eiffel Tower. Thank you, Ben. Using actual boat terms yes. Much bigger than the Statue of Liberty. Bigger than the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And there's another thing that it's bigger than. I think it might be the Empire State Building. I mean, it's huge. Huge boat. And that's why when you see the little excavator or whatever that came out, people are like, oh, it's so small. Jennifer pointed out, that's just as big as those things are.
Yeah.
That's the size of them.
I love that picture of the excavator working to free the bow of that giant boat. And you just want to put, like, a picture of... it's not Nelson, it's not Milhouse. Martin from The Simpsons going, I'm helping. Yeah. Right next to
yeah, him. Yeah. I wanna put it next to a picture of unlikely animal friends, like the bird who's a friend of a dog or whatever.
In nature, the symbiotic relationship between the ocean liner and the excavator is not widely known.
So crazy though. I love it. I think about it all the time, about all the stuff on all the different boats that's just there and how the world economy is going to be impacted and all that.
And this is why my Amazon purchase is not going to get to me in time because it's stuck in the Suez Canal.
Exactly. Everybody's Amazon purchase is stuck in the Suez Canal. It's crazy.
Yeah. The first time I heard about that news story, it was a tweet from Rachel Maddow. And of course she posted about how this is a result of not enough, training for captains of boats of that size, a lot of deregulation talk, you know, it's, the boats are getting boats are getting bigger and there's not enough training to handle these things. There's only one captain to control the whole boat. You know, who knows why it happened? Was it inexperience or an engine malfunction or whatever? But, yeah, that was a bad day for that captain.
So the thing I'm wondering about, have you seen the alleged picture of the course it took before it got stuck?
No.
Okay. Look it up. And this is why I thought about it, the thing, I don't know if it's true or not. It looks as though they drew a butt and then a cock and balls near the butt before they got stuck.
So they were just messing around?
Look, I don't know. I'm just saying, if you look at if you look at the thing that people are saying was its, I don't know if it was actually its trajectory, but it is. It is in almost every thread about it, and it does look like it's an actual thing. So I don't know. It's been a big day for.
That's really funny.
For things you don't know if it's true or not, basically.
Just welcome to every day.
Yeah, exactly. Did you hear? I almost hate to bring it up to give it life outside, but we are doing this for future archaeologists so that they can,
indeed,
you know, stick this in a time period. Did you hear about the shrimp cereal thing?
I did hear about the shrimp cereal, the cinnamon toast shrimp.
Yes. Now, did you hear about the ancillary thing that came out of that?
Probably not.
Apparently, this is I saw a sentence, Ben. I saw a sentence, and it would have been gibberish to me even 10 years ago. But the sentence was, did someone milkshake duck the shrimp cereal guy?
Milkshake duck.
Okay. Milkshake Duck is based on a tweet, which I believe was made from a guy called Pixelated Boat, who I think is an Australian comedian.
Okay, I've seen tweets from that account, yeah.
Okay, it's everybody loves Milkshake Duck, the duck who drinks milkshakes.
Okay.
And then right underneath that, we regret to inform you that Milkshake Duck is incredibly racist. something to that effect. And yeah. So, did someone Milkshake Duck the shrimp cereal guy? So, apparently, I'm not going to say his name, but apparently a lot of people who were in relationships with this person stated that they had very bad times. And
oh, really?
Probably wasn't a great guy. And someone else posted, well, you know, it's, why is it always guys with a horrible past that want to make themselves go viral, and then they get upset when their horrible past comes up? Whatever. Now, here's the thing that I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
Do you remember Pistol Shrimps Radio?
No.
Pistol Shrimps Radio was a podcast that I love, and I talk about it on the podcast here, I think, at some point in time. Much like I talk about Game Changer, which is on TikTok now, by the way. Game Changer, fun game. Game changes every single time you watch it. I love it. I'll state it again. But Pistol Shrimps Radio was a female basketball league in Los Angeles. And Matt Gourley, who does the Empty Them Dreamcatchers monologue thing. It's Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Matt Gourley is the dad. Mark McConville is the kid in Empty Them Dreamcatchers, the thing that we used the Super Ego audio for. And never got sued, I want to say. Good for us.
One of these days, we're actually going to show it on this here podcast.
We actually sent it to them and said, hey, we did this. And they, I think, wrote back something like, cool? So the thing is that Amanda Lund, who is, I do not think, any relation to Troy Lund, but I've never checked. is married to Matt Gourley. She was on that team. And so he and Mark McConville started doing commentary on this thing. And that's how I got to know the guy who did the shrimp thing, because he did a segment on that called The Sock Report, where he would talk about the socks that the women were wearing.
Wait, okay, let me see if I can connect these dots. You see the guy who did the shrimp thing, the guy who got the shrimp in the cereal?
Yes. The guy who got the shrimp in the cereal was on... sorry, you probably couldn't hear him, but I think the microphone would pick it up. He was whining because the door was shut. I shut the door accidentally. It's Edward. Hey,
Edward.
Woo. Edward.
So my question is...
Yeah. So they would see him, and they would say, hey, blank, what are the socks like out there today? And he would talk about the socks that the women were wearing. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but at one point in time, there was a thing called Zerberding, where you would blow on someone's tummy. Like,
I believe
that. I'll use Edward to demonstrate. Like that.
That, right? Yeah.
And I would do that. I would do that every once in a while. And I go, this is a little creepy. And you do it to a kid. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Like that. And I would go, this is a little creepy. And at the time, I was like,
Well, you're supposed to do it to your own kids, not random kids you see on the street.
Your own kids, yes. But I thought it was a little creepy, and then I said to myself, well, Bill Cosby does it. How creepy can that be? Seriously. And so when this other stuff came out, I was like, oh. No. Oh, no. I was holding him up as a bastion of, well, this is normal because he does it.
Right.
Same thing. I was like, sock report, little creepy. And I was like, well, it's this guy. And he's a friend of those guys. So I'm sure it's fine. Now again, maybe I listen to my instincts.
But now that he's come out as sort of a creep and whatnot.
Well, he was outed as a creep. There's a difference.
All right. Well, since he was outed.
I am sort of a creep.
Since he was outed as a creep, are people doubting the legitimacy of these shrimp tails in this cereal?
Of course they are.
Is it a publicity stunt?
Yeah. Well, okay, so this is the thing.
Has Nabisco weighed in on this?
There are a few people that I follow on Twitter, Ben, who I like and who I've been friends with for a while, but who I think are suspect. And when I say suspect, I mean this. I can't take what they say as truth. I have to always wonder. Because they said something to the effect of, if you know anything about cereal packaging, you know that those couldn't have gotten in there.
Right.
Now, I am a fabulist at times. I have magical thinking at times and all that. But I feel as though saying it's impossible for something to get into a bag of cereal that isn't supposed to be there was proven incorrect by me that same day, because I bit into, I was eating Monster Dots from Fresh Time, which are like peanut butter Captain Crunch, but a little bit healthier, a little bit, tiny bit. And I almost broke my tooth. And the reason I almost broke my tooth is because there was a huge lump of just sugar, right?
Yeah.
Now, granted, that's one of the ingredients. And there's another one that was just a huge lump of non-sugared peanut butter, like, dust that was packed together. Both of those things, right, not supposed to be in there. So quality control, not exactly right. And this is a different brand and all that, and I know that. But the hypothesis that someone else wrote, because the other things that this person claims to have found in their, so shrimp tails, a piece of string, droppings that look like they came from a rat or a mouse, and a little metal thing.
All in different boxes?
No, in the same box. All in the same box. The person who wrote to this guy, who believed him, suggested that a rodent of some kind made a nest in the dry ingredients part, like in the the where the flower is kept or where, and the machine or whatever gets the flower and puts it into the thing, scooped up all this stuff at once and put it in there. Now, at the time that they said that, I was like, well, that's plausible. It would explain how all that stuff got there. Or they could have just shown this these random objects. But the I mean the shrimps did seem like they had the cinnamon sugar on them.
They like, looked cooked like onto they had been through like the process, yeah.
Right. So the question is, do we, because we know someone is has bad moral character, according to people that we don't know,
right,
then also lying about cereal, which we don't know either. And in both those cases, yeah, how can we tell? We can't. So we do what I do, which is I stop caring about it and just go, well, this is a black hole of insanity that I am not going to involve myself in.
Going to reserve judgment until the authorities figure it out and tell us what the truth is. You know, I'd like to believe that the quality control processes of the good people at Cinnamon Toast Crunch are better than that of letting all those things into a box. But also, you know, we live in a post-Trump world where, you know, people might not pay attention to rules and regulations and all the things that keep our food safe. So who knows?
So let me tell you one thing. Cinnamon Toast Crunch wrote back and said the shrimp tails appeared to be sugar. Or they apparently wrote back, said it appeared to be just when the sugar gets too baked, like the thing that I found in my cereal, right?
Shrimp tailed shaped sugar clumps.
Right, exactly. Now, if that is what they wrote back, because it seemed like they did, I have been the grandest of conspiracy theories that ties this all together.
There's going to be a new shrimp tail flavored cereal coming out soon.
They are shrimp tails. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch tried to cover it up. And this guy pushed back. And so Cinnamon Toast Crunch said, okay, we've got to shut this guy down. Get me any dirt you can on this guy. He turned out to be a creep.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch went to the people that he was a creep to and amplified their tweets that they made. They put in some social media dollars to turn this story around. And no one's lying. There was shrimp there. And he was a bad dude. But if he had just kept his mouth shut and not messed with the cereal company, Big Cereal wouldn't have had to pull out the hammer get him canceled online.
Tired of being under the thumb of Big Cereal.
Yeah. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though. So good.
I don't regularly buy it, but I've enjoyed it every time I've had it.
Yeah. I had a cereal once that somebody made out of it. Oh.
A what?
So, a cereal. A Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. Oh, did I say cereal? I did. Didn't I? Ice cream.
Sorry,
I had a bed. I had a cereal sense. That someone made
out of cinnamon cereal.
Someone made out of cinnamon toast crunch.
Follow me for more recipes on Instagram.
Oh my god! Oh man! The one of the things that people are criticizing more and more these days that I think deserves it 100% are recipes, either on Instagram or, you know, on TikTok. Or even written recipes that start with something that isn't a recipe. That's something like, my grandfather always smoked a pipe, and the one thing that he loved was the robust flavor of these blah, blah, blah.
You know, I've done it too. When I look for a recipe, I have to scroll down like 3 pages to get past the preamble.
The reason, you can't see this obviously because we're not live streaming, but you might have seen me make a face, if I had made a face, and that was, I thought you meant that you put a recipe online, but also wrote a huge preamble to it. And I was like, Ben, how could you?
No. The same thing happens when you're looking at tutorials on YouTube for how to like do something in software. You gotta sit through like the first like 90 seconds to 2 minutes is just like the person setting up, things that are irrelevant to the thing you need to learn.
Oh, I think Ben, that you and I have already talked about this on this podcast, but I love it so much. It's the way to make sure that you get accurate information and people answer you on the internet. If you want to know how to adjust the frame per second on like After Effects, you don't say, "Hey, can anyone tell me how to fix the frame per second on After Effects?" You go onto a forum and you write, "There's absolutely no way to adjust the frame rate on After Effects," and five people will write in and tell you exactly how to do it.
Yeah, that is a thing. If you say something wrong on the internet, people will correct you. So if you want to learn something, you intentionally get it wrong, and people will tell you what the right thing is. Probably not in a very nice manner either.
Yeah, that's true. But I will say this. I mean, I think the way I think TikTok works, and the reason it's been pretty good so far, is one, I don't have a lot of followers. That's number one. But number two, their algorithm does work a little bit better, bringing people that will like you to see your things. Because they're not, they right now are a model where hate watching doesn't work as well as enjoyment watching. Keeping you engaged by showing you things that you like, rather than making you frustrating and quitting the app.
Yeah.
Frustrating. This is what I've seen anyway. So Ben, are there any people watching?
One person.
Hey,
watching.
One person. Nice to see you.
We have no corrections from last week.
Hey, good for us.
No new voicemails.
The person who called didn't leave a voicemail. Yeah.
It's interesting. There was a missed call last Thursday at 5:05 p.m. I don't recognize the phone number. And then oddly enough, at midnight, like 10 minutes after midnight on Saturday, I called. And I had to, because it's my phone number. And I'm like, why did I call the show number? And I realized the reason I did that is because I wanted to listen to the outgoing message. I was thinking of changing it.
Oh,
to be,
okay.
To fall in line with our, we're not calling you to sell you stuff. Don't hate us. Our phone number was spoofed.
Exactly. Yeah. The one thing that I will say about TikTok that has rubbed me the wrong way are the people who write in and ask me to clean stuff. I've mentioned this before.
What?
Clean your floor! Exclamation point.
Oh, I see.
You know,
okay.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, I here's the thing. It made me mad, but it also made me clean my floor. I did a whole cleaning thing because I was mad at what they were telling me to do.
Listen to the haters.
I couldn't figure out what it was. And this is going to sound like a sort of a leftist shill kind of thing to say, but I'm totally serious. I was like, why do these guys, and they're always guys, why are these guys writing to me thinking that I care about what they're telling me to do with my own stuff? And then I realized, white people. That's the thing. I'm guilty of it all the time. You know, hey, I think that this should be this. Oh, great. I think you shouldn't talk to me or whatever anymore. You weirdo. Hey. Okay, so my phone. Oh shit! Oh, sorry, Ben. I swore.
Oh no! And this is live too. I can't bleep that.
My phone is losing power rapidly, so I'm gonna bring a controller. I mean, not a controller. A pluggy thing. What do you call that? The pluggy thing that makes a pluggy and then the power go.
A charger.
I'm gonna bring the charger over. and plug it in here.
I like pluggy thing, though. That works.
Yeah, exactly. Occasionally, Ben, I have to clean out the port of my...
I screwed up an iPhone by cleaning out the port. Yeah,
Where'd you go, buddy?
I cleaned out the audio port. It was back when I had an iPhone that had a headphone jack, and I cleaned it out using a paperclip. And I must have done something because the audio port didn't work properly after that. And I learned my lesson.
Oh, yeah, I cleaned it out using the thing that you use to eject the SIM card. Because yeah. I'm like, you know what this is.
Same
thing.
It's a piece of metal.
Exactly. You belong in this. Maybe not in this exact place, but it works better.
The little tool's like, wrong hole.
Yes. Oh, speaking about things drawing cock and balls.
Navy.
I saw a video on Public Freakout. Obviously, you know where I go every once in a while.
Yeah.
And there was an airplane that made it like an infinity symbol, a skywriting plane that made an infinity symbol. And then he started flying up from the infinity symbol. And the person recording it, this was the best day of their life because they're like, oh, dude, I think he's going to do it. I think he's doing it. I think, oh, my God. You know, like that. It was really nice.
Double
to find
rainbow.
Someone
what does
so,
it mean?
Exactly. So genuinely happy to see someone draw a cock and balls in the sky. It was great.
There was
draw a cock and balls in the sky. Draw a cock and balls in this guy. I'll tell you, Jimi Hendrix was a poet. He missed that, though.
He was unaware. All
right, go ahead, Ben.
This Navy team that got in trouble a number of years ago because they flew over Eastern Washington, and they didn't skywrite because you couldn't see it from the ground, but if you looked at their transponder course, it looked like they drew a penis over. I can't remember if it was just Eastern Washington or like all of the Western U.S. But it was a training mission. Whatever, who knows what they were up there doing? But it made the news. Like somebody who watches this kind of thing online took a screenshot of their course and sent it to Reddit or Twitter or something or like that. And so this Navy team got reprimanded. They probably lost, some flying hours.
That's too bad. But worth it.
Because unless you're, over fighting wars, you can't be doing anything naughty.
I do kind of wish that the people who had done it, and maybe they did, I don't know, I don't see what the problem is. Can you explain what you're talking about?
Your Honor, I'd like to have the prosecuting attorney describe to me in detail what is what the picture says and why it's in bad taste.
We do not. None of us see what they're talking about. So
doesn't look like anything to me.
Can you point on this picture what exactly?
Can you trace it so everybody's familiar with what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. There were a couple of other things.
I sent you a screenshot. Yeah. So John Ennis accepted my friend request
on
Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. That was one of the ones. Yep. That's great. So I feel like we've accomplished something. We had, for those of you who don't know, John Ennis invited us to send him sketch ideas or whatever. Yeah. So welcoming, so open. This was, how long ago, Ben? For a while.
2005?
Yeah, like a while ago.
16 years ago.
16 years ago. And we were like, okay. And then we never did.
We never did. Well, also, did he give us any contact information?
Yeah, he did. He gave an email. Probably, I think that he wrote it inside the What Happened, I think it was called, the Mr. Show book. You remember that?
I had it with me.
I had people. Yeah. And I said, hey, do me a favor. Don't sign it to me. I want you to write a... a caption for what you think you're thinking at this thing. And I don't know what happened to the book, but I think John Ennis's contact information is in there. Because I knew that I wouldn't lose it.
It didn't make it out to Edwardsville with you?
Oh, no. I think it probably is, but I have a lot of books.
Well, you should look for it.
Yeah. Oh, speaking about which, Elaine Lee?
I don't know who that is.
Who did... She's a comic book author. Did one of my favorite comics, Starstruck. I think I talked about it.
Probably.
A little while ago. Yeah, she did a lot more of Starstruck. I thought Starstruck was just one little piece, but it's larger, so I bought it, and now I have it.
Mm.
And it's great. Like it's like imagining that there was more... I don't know, like you read The Hobbit, and then you find out about...
the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah, that kind of thing. Speaking about which, there's a guy that I follow on TikTok who is going through all the stuff in the Silmarillion, and it's amazing how much stuff there is. Oh, which reminds me, the other thing I was going to talk about. So there's this guy who talks about autism on TikTok. Imagine that. There are also people who talk about ADHD on TikTok, if you can imagine. But no, this guy said something that is crazy and makes a lot of sense to me. Autistic people not being able to judge facial things and when people are being sarcastic, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He noted that sometimes... The reason autistic people are bad at judging this stuff is that sometimes they do actually guess correctly, but because of social norms, people tell them that what they saw, they didn't see, and so they misinterpret that as being a failure. So, like, for instance, why is she mad at him? Oh, she's not mad at him. You know, when you're talking about your aunt and your uncle, let's say.
Yeah.
Why is she mad at him? She's not mad at him. So you're like, okay, well, I guess I didn't understand what was happening then. Because you take that at face value instead of, you know. So what this means, Ben, is that yet another point in my therapist's favor about the idea that I don't have the correct... diagnosis, that the stuff that I think I get wrong, right?
Yeah.
Like, some of it may not be that. Some of it may be me being lied to by other people because I'm subverting some sort of social thing. I'm not saying that that means time travel is real, Ben. I just want to make sure.
Not yet.
But just the idea that I don't get things sometimes. It may be that I do get them, but that people don't want to tell me that I got them right. Because, you know, if I say something like, I think your mom's having an affair with that
with the mailman
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they say, no, she's not. Or whatever.
Yeah. Well, she must not
be. I will say when I was growing up, there were times when my parents flat out told me events that I know happened didn't happen. You know, he never said that when he definitely did say that and I was there and that kind of
thing. Well, I mean, and, complaining about parents lying to their children is, you know,
that's
a thing that happens.
Yep. I remember there was one time where I put my hand in the water at the log flume at Six Flags and my dad said that I could get electrocuted by doing that, which made me think, I'm serious, up until like I was in my 20s, I was at Six Flags with someone, and they put their hand in the water. I'm like, don't do that. The water's electrified. And he's like, what are you talking about?
I remember being a kid young enough to be constantly asking my parents, like, what's this? What's that? What's this? We were at, I think it was like a rest stop with a picnic table. You know, we must have been on like a car trip or something. And I was on the ground because that's where I lived, was on the ground. And there was this hook that was embedded into the cement. And it was probably
Oh, my God.
It was an eye bolt, right? So it wasn't an open hook. Yeah. It was an eye bolt. So
I thought the story was going a different way.
No, it was meant to like tie down a tarp or something, right? So, but I was like down there, and I was playing with it and trying to unscrew it and all that. And I asked my dad, "What is this? Why is this here? What is this?" And he says, "That was put there for children to ask their parents what it is." And, you know, because my dad was probably just, like, so tired of answering questions for me. So he's like, this is the answer I'm going to give my son at this moment. And for the longest, I grew out of it, I'm sure. But that every time I thought of that moment, I didn't think, oh, that was something else. I thought, oh, some worker put that there so kids will have something to ask their dads about.
Wow. Yeah. And it takes you a while. It's
still remember it too, oddly enough.
So this is where I'm going with this. Things that I was left to my own devices to figure out as a kid, right? That never got corrected are stuck in my head as, you know, this magical thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm psychic. Oh, well, I'm an alien. Oh, well, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, no wonder. I really think I'm not going to get into psychology just to like look at this, but I think that there's real potential for that to be an actual thing. That maybe that's all it is. You know, it's not close to schizophrenia at all. It's actually, you know, misdiagnosed autism.
Right.
It's really possible.
Yeah.
Also, my dog can sit like a person.
Well, if you hold him that way, he looks like a little penguin.
Hey, buddy.
But how do I know that we're not live streaming?
Exactly. If we were live streaming, you would know that that's what was happening. But I'm sure that my description was florid enough that you were able to to suss it out.
Of the sort of imagination, I can just picture Edward sitting upright like a human, like a penguin.
Yep, it's true. I've already got a plan for the finale of the show, by the way, Ben.
You do? Oh, we're about 12 minutes away from that.
Yeah, there's going to be a big twist.
Is this... we'll see what happens. Is this you... I've talked about this before. Is this where you say, oh, I got to tell you something really important. What is that? And then you hang up?
No, that's a cliffhanger. That's different than a big twist.
No, that's a dick move.
Speaking about big twists. Hey, Betty! All right, here she comes.
She's gone back to school, hasn't she?
She has gone back to school. Hey, have you talked to her since she's gone back to school? I don't think so, right?
Have I? Was she on the show last week?
Was she back at school last week? I think that she went back to school.
That's a you question. That's not a me question.
On Monday. I think Monday was the first time she went back to school.
Ah, okay.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're planning on going on a spring break thing.
Well, I hear Miami Beach is crowded.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. We are planning on going to an art thing, and we'll see how it goes. From my understanding, it's all very safe as it can be. Anyway, here's the thing. Now that she's gone back to school, it's like, you know, what are you gonna do? So far, our town, our county has been much lower than it has been in a very, very long time.
They say adults in King County or in Washington State, all adults will be eligible for the vaccine on May 1st.
That is great. Good to know.
Now,
that is not what they say here. Oh, hey, it's Betty. Hey, Betty, here, put these on.
Yeah.
Hey, Betty, how's it going?
Good.
You look pretty cool rocking the two sets of headphones.
I said lean forward a little bit, but why? We're not live streaming.
Yeah.
So that made no sense.
Hey, have you gone back to school?
Yeah.
Ask your dad why he wants you to be quiet.
Why do you want me to be quiet?
No. I don't want you to be quiet. You're doing great.
Why were you like, what?
No, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Alrighty.
I don't really have anything else going on.
No.
Oh, she got a lot of her braces taken off because she's going to get a lot of her teeth removed.
But not all. Apparently. Wait, what?
which she's not happy about.
No, of course not.
But yeah, her mouth is crazy.
Your mouth is crazy.
Oh, also, Ben, you should listen to Lemon Demon.
I don't know what that is.
If you haven't.
It's a band. It's really good. Not a band. It's a musical artist.
Ah.
It's really good.
Okay.
Looks like you're done.
You're
yeah.
getting ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Betty.
I just feel sad today.
Oh, no. Wait.
I don't know why.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you more later, then.
Bye.
We'll talk about it. We'll have...
You should check in with her after the show.
Yeah, I am definitely going to. Yeah. I almost was like, ooh, this will be a story. And then I was like, nope. Not a great thing. Dad. Don't.
It's when I was that age, I would not have freely told my parents that just I feel sad today. And I don't know why. It's that something I would have felt comfortable sharing. I have no idea why. I still don't, like, even today I still don't.
I sobbed uncontrollably and said that I wish they would get hit by a truck or something like that when they wouldn't let me go to a Doctor Who convention. Here's the thing. I don't remember if I wish that they got hit by a truck or that I got hit by a truck. I think I said I should probably get hit by a truck or something like that.
Oh, you wanted you to get hit by the truck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing is I... Well, it's hard. I wanted there to be truck violence, I know. But the recipient of it could have been me, could have been them. At that point, it didn't matter. I just wanted a truck to destroy things.
How?
Because I couldn't go to the Doctor Who convention.
How old were you when this Doctor Who convention rolled through town?
Oh, I was probably like, I want to say 12 or so.
It's pretty...
No. Mm-hmm. See, this is the
pretty
thing. The reason they didn't want me
Doctor
to go
Who
is because I was too young, right?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't going to go with me. I was going to go, and I was going to stay there, and it was going to be fine.
Right. Of course.
And they're like, I don't think so, kid. And I'm like, oh. They did, however, let me go and play Dungeons & Dragons in a trailer park.
Did your parents said, I don't think so, 30 kid?
30-year-olds.
Did your parents...
No.
Your parents talk to you like Han Solo talks to Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, exactly. No. They didn't say, I don't think so, kid. They said something probably more like, now, Paul, these are going to be older people, and you can't... But the D&D in the trailer park thing, which I'm still very happy they let me do, because it was a great experience... probably one of the happiest times of my life was when I was playing Dungeons & Dragons with those guys.
Oh, yeah?
In that trailer park. But...
That's the subtitle of your book.
But still, it was a very dubious choice. I believe that my dad actually had a conversation with the DM. Like, the DM came over to the house and talked to me and actually... like talk to him and
did you
make
know
sure
these,
that everything was cool.
Did you know these people before you went over to this trailer park to play D&D?
I met the DM in the Dungeons and Dragons role playing game section of a Walden Books.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So no. The answer is no. but it was great. It was a very it was one of the first times that I really felt like, oh, this is cool. Improv felt the same way afterwards, but as I'm older, I realized that a lot of what I like about improv also happens in Dungeons & Dragons.
The two are very much connected.
They are very much connected, it's true. Which is why improvisers are fun to watch when they play D&D, I find. Speaking of which, new season of Dimension 20 is going to be coming out pretty soon.
Oh.
Which will be pretty cool. And, that's my plug. Dimension 20 and Game Changer. Oh, and of course, Unprepared Casters has a new episode out. I was telling Jennifer about this. We're reaching, I think, not really, but we're getting to sort of a saturation point with Dungeons & Dragons in the way that sort of stand-up comedy can happen this way, improv can happen this way. Where eventually someone that you know personally that you don't like is doing the thing that you like, and it makes you go, they don't get that thing, that's my thing. if you're, you know, an indie music record store clerk, and you're like, oh, if that guy likes the Ramones, the Ramones are now played out or whatever.
Yeah.
That guy, you're not a real blank fan, you know, that kind of thing.
Gatekeeping comes in all forms. Yeah.
And it's, but yeah. And so I think the reason that it doesn't affect me as much as it affects other people is that there are very few people I don't like. But this is what I'm saying. If the manager of that movie theater, Ben,
I was just gonna say,
starts his own D&D podcast, I'm gonna be mad. Here's the thing, and I'm serious about this. You'll never get me to say it any other time, because much like how I needed to get a favorite color, I needed to have somebody that I didn't like. I'm pretty sure that if I had met that guy in a different circumstance, we would have gotten along fine.
Well, you know, it's funny.
I was just mad.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that guy specifically starting up his own D&D campaign, because he did work at the Guild 45th.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
So
I want to work there and take... Oh,
you
man,
should work
Ben.
There. It's probably pretty cool sweetest... now that it's been closed for about 5 years.
The sweetest revenge. I buy the Guild 45th, and I become the manager.
Yeah.
And the next time I see him, I was like, now I outrank you.
Out.
Exactly. Get thee gone, foul assistant manager.
Assistant to the manager.
Ooh, we did it. Oh, I saw something. That was weird. There was a pilot for like a U.S. Second City TV show or something that Steve Carell was on, where he was playing this guy on a date who was a murderer and who was talking about killing people to his date. And it was really
funny sketch. This was like back in the 90s?
Yeah, like way back. And I was like, who is this guy? And I'm like, I think that's Steve Carell. I really do. But it was weird because he didn't look... The only way I can describe it is this. He didn't look like a younger version of Steve Carell. He looked like some other guy who kind of looked like Steve Carell. That's the only way I can describe it. So he might have just been some other guy that looks like Steve Carell.
He's got one of those faces. I just thought of this. So Second City TV was a Canadian television show.
Yeah,
but
I was thinking about this too.
Second City is Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago's not a Canadian city, though.
Right. There was a Second City in Chicago and then another one in Canada.
There's a third city.
Second Canadian city. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it works exactly.
So,
but I think every country has its own second city.
It's okay. All right.
And isn't it third city now? I mean, really?
After Seattle. No.
Nope. Los Angeles, Ben. Los Angeles.
Oh, don't give them any credit.
They deserve it. They live in a desert. What are you going to do?
By the ocean.
You're going to buy the ocean. Habitable. Well, good luck, Mr. Moneybags.
Exactly.
What? Yeah.
Los Angeles is not far away from the ocean.
It's Hollywood.
It butts up against it. I mean, L.A. is a 30-mile-wide city, so, you know, there's parts of it that are up against the water. Because
that's the one thing that people in San Francisco would talk about all the time. When friends of theirs from other countries would come over.
It's not the bay. It's like, not the ocean.
Hey,
it's the bay.
let's go to Los Angeles.
Oh, right,
Hollywood,
yeah.
And all that. And they're like, yeah, okay,
yeah, that's
8 hour
nine
drive,
out, yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
Well, it's what I saw in John Oliver last night, but it was a show that aired Sunday. By 2050, there's going to be more plastic by weight in the ocean than fish.
Oh, yeah, I can believe that. Yeah.
Which is a little depressing fact to think about.
Well, if you think about how light plastic is, Like a plastic bottle, a fish is going to weigh more than that. So,
I wonder if they if you include mammals and put whales into the equation, that I don't know when if that goes up to 2060.
Yeah. Well, throw a couple more whales in there so we can get more plastic. Just try to saturation. Eventually, it's all the whales and plastic and. Yep. Very little. Oh, one last thing before we go, because I want to make sure this makes it into the permanent record.
Okay.
I saw a guy mention that we're talking about sending people to Mars, but if we're talking about terraforming, Venus is actually a better bet. If we can figure out how to get rid of the ozone, or not the greenhouse effect that's on Venus.
Yeah.
If we can fix that, we would actually be able to terraform it and make it into a livable area.
I've seen videos about how to do that. It's a long ass process, of course, but you know.
Oh yeah.
There is a way.
But and so this person basically said, better than Mars. You know, better to try to do that. And the reason that they pointed out, which I like a lot, is that Venus. Lessons on how we fix that could be applied to Earth as well. And so then we'd have two livable planets.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but I guess the other aspect is if we learn how to live on Mars, you know, by basically building little oxygen-infused rafts for ourselves, we could go anywhere. So, you know, that's the second question. You know, do we want another habitable planet, or do we want a whole bunch of habitable, like, pods that we live in?
I don't know. I'd rather go to a habitable planet than have to live in a pod. But I like the fact that Mars is only populated by robots now, and I think it would be a shame to pollute it with humans.
Yeah, that's a good point, for sure. Hey, speaking of that's a good point, we're at the end of the episode, Ben.
Time to end.
How many do we still have? Just one viewer, or
just
did that viewer
one.
Leave?
It's, yeah, no, still there.
Hey, well, see you later, viewer. Oh, there's the twist, Ben. Those of you who haven't been paying attention, we've been live streaming this whole time.
So if you actually
is your mind shattered?
If you actually do listen to the very end of the audio portion of tonight's festivities,
absolutely. Well, and also, I keep asking you how many viewers we have, even though we're not live streaming. So,
yep.
The hints were there, if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
And the whole theme of the show was lying. So, there you go.
Or was
Full
it?
Full circle.
Hey! All right. And with right, that, Ben, I ask you to keep it wrong, sir.
Yes, Ben. I will see you next time. And until then, please... keep it wrong.
I certainly will do so.